It is that time of the morning that we've been trying to understand what is going on with our Forex. Rand firms ahead of Fed SA interest rate decision. Bianca Burtis, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. A very good morning.
Good morning, Howard.
All right. Are we still in positive territory?
We are definitely still in positive territory. And the fact that we are expecting rate cuts on Thursday is definitely assisting emerging market appetite, seeing the Rand actually gain more momentum in the overnight, making its way to test that 1450 mark.
Incredible. So do you think it's going to continue?
I don't think that there's a lot of room left for the Rand to strengthen. Following over 2.5% strengthening over the past week, we are definitely going to start seeing it capping its gains. However, what is quite important is the Fed's interest rate announcement on Thursday. We have priced in a 25-point interest rate cut, but the tone of the Fed will be incredibly important once again. We need to understand where's the Fed A seeing the US economy going, but also what do they anticipate doing in terms of their interest rate cutting cycle and whether it is something that is going to continue. Analysts are looking at 100 basis point cut over the next year, which equates to 1%. And there's a lot of other people saying, you know, but it's not really necessary. The US economy is still performing well. Why are we implementing cuts at this point? And will that then leave the Fed with enough room to play should something really start slowing down in the US economy? So definitely interesting times we are operating in at the moment. But currently it is supportive for the emerging markets, and we are seeing some inflows coming into South Africa that's boosting the Rand quite significantly.
Absolutely. What ranges, where are we starting and what ranges can we expect today?
We are starting at 14.64 against the dollar, 16.22 against the euro, 18.26 against the pound, and 4 rand 14 against the shekel. Now, what you'll notice is in the overnight we went to 14.53, and now we are starting the day back at 14.64. And there's no data coming out today. The only data that was released was Chinese production data this morning that actually disappointed quite a bit. And that has pushed the Rand slightly weaker once again. So this entire global economic slowdown, while the interest rate decisions that is a result of that is positive for the Rand, the entire slowdown of the global economy will actually have a negative effect on the Rand and the fullness of time. So definitely going to be interesting watching this play out over the next 6 to 12 months.
Absolutely, absolutely right. Time is 9 minutes past the hour of 7. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 High FM.